Okay, there we go. QRZ, anybody in the peer can help me out with the missing repeater that I'm looking for? I can't remember the doggone number of it. Sandusky repeater. It's on 2 meters. Anybody can help? I guess nothing heard. KCARS.
W8FU.
Good morning, W8FU. This is KF8EDQ. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Just start my drive into work. Thought I'd shake up the electrons over here. See how things are going. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. I woke up a little late. I didn't want to get out of bed today, but I'm up. I'm vertical. I got some coffee and I got my radios on, and I'm listening. I heard your call sign out there, and just wanted to chime in and tell you to have a good morning. And you know, if you're driving, drive safely. So.
Yeah, it's a little wet here this week, but all in all, it's too bad. But you gotta watch. You never know. Visibility's compromised for some, anyhow. And it's to them you gotta worry about. Even if you're doing good, you gotta drive extra careful. But you got a little driving around to do today. You gotta go move some things around and whatnot, maybe work on repeater. I don't know. We'll see what the day brings. But all in all, should be a good day. My son took the week off, and we were gonna take some days off and do yard work, but this happened.
Yeah, copy that. I could do without the rain, and if it was maybe 10 or 15 degrees warmer, I'd be a lot happier. But here we are in Michigan, bipolar weather, and all that jazz. So, but yeah, I'm gonna go back to the monitoring side. I heard your call sign. Just wanted to say good morning to you. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm gonna continue to monitor.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the call. I'm going to bounce over to UHF, put out a call over there, see how things are going on the ultra-high frequency side of the house. Thanks for the call. Talk to you later. KF8EQ from W8FU.
WC80. WASFM from WAFU, VHF. N5, KIK, testing mobile radio.
Sound good here in Lapeer on WAYRC.
Sounding good in Lansing as well, an 8FLK.
I accidentally cut the wrong end of an NMO cable, trying to shorten this thing up, so I'm just more or less making sure that my repair at the NMO base is working good. I'm on Cedar in the Holt.
Oh, you're practically a neighbor. I'm here at downtown Lansing, kind of downtown near Greenlawn in South Washington. Are you a member of CMARC?
No, sir, not yet. Actually, we just moved down here first of the year. I took a job at GM Lansing Delta and a member of the Benzie area, Benzie County Radio Club, before we moved here.
You join CMARC. We have monthly meetings, nice group of hams. There's usually get-togethers as well for breakfast and things like that. So. Hope to see you. Look, at, you were on Facebook. Look up Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club. Also, there's a website, and hope to see you at one of the meetings.
Great, thank you for that information. My name's Chris. I'll be looking that up on Facebook.
Great, Chris. My call again is November 8th. Funny looking kid or flake, FLK. And what was your call again?
November 5, Kilo India, Kilo.
That's an easy call sign to remember. So you were in Texas. Did you get your call in Texas?
Arkansas, actually, but close enough.
I'm from Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, and my dad was WB5, VQP. And so I like those five calls. He's a silent key now. That's why I'm in ham radio. So you have a good day. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry. I stepped away from the truck for a second.
And enjoyed the QSO, and we'll catch you soon, I hope. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
Thank you, N8FLK, and Top KIK, channel's clear.
N8WCD, N8WCD, this is K8YNU.
YNU, good afternoon. This is NAWCD. Well, they let you out the door early today. That's a good thing. You're off and running there. How'd today go?
Yeah. It's a runaway from the circus here. You know, I wasn't too bad. We were busy, but I was on phone, so it didn't matter to me. I just picked the phone up, put the call in, and hung up. But it wasn't too bad. How was your day?
Well, that's a good thing. You know, you grab the phone, like I say, grab the phone, put it in, and go to the next one, I guess. But that's the barrel there today. Made radio there. That's good. We're doing pretty good here. Hoping to get the lawn done today, but we had some sprinkles here and there, so. Finished up Melissa's dissertation there, proved it, sent it back to her, and got a couple other things done by today. It's a little bit of rust, so we'll try to get the lawn tomorrow, but other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good, yeah, I figured today was going to be a washout, because I've seen that it's supposed to rain today, and but I guess the grass needs a little bit of rain, so not too bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. It does. You know, the plants, the grass, those things need the rain. And I don't know. If seeds have grown as much this week, I think probably because of the cooler weather, perhaps. But I'm sure by tomorrow it'll need it, and I hear it's supposed to be cloudy or partly sunny, but I don't think there's as much chance of rain. So hoping to get that done and out of the way for the weekend there. Don't want to have to do it on a Saturday or a nice day, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely would be nice to have a nice cool day to work on the lawn and do what you need to do. Definitely for sure.
Indeed, yeah. So sounds like it'll be an interesting day tonight. Sorry not to be able to make it, but that's good. We've got the women's presentation, and that's coming tonight, and that'll be a packed evening. I'm sure it's going to be very beneficial and good meeting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good meeting, hopefully, for a good turnout, and I'm excited. I'm excited about the Windley part. I'm excited that emergency management's coming. It's going to be good. It's going to be action-packed.
Yes, indeed. One end to the other. That'll be good. It seems like that's the way the net went last night there in Wayne County. It was just, wow. A lot of stuff that they were presenting. I think it was ran about, 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes or so. A lot of participation, a lot of check-ins, and lots to catch up on.
Yeah, for sure. I caught the last half of the net. I didn't get the whole thing. We had a leadership meeting yesterday, and when I got back, I had some stuff to catch up on. So, made the decision to relax and not have to worry about it. So.
Oh, I agree with you on that. He needs downtime. He needs family time there. That's right. You guys got the leadership meeting yesterday. But I think back to what you're saying there. The Windlink. I think they were talking about it last night, but the Windlink will be, I think, good training. Beneficial group again. That's a very active tool of communication. Back
definitely, for sure, for sure. It's a good program to use, and looking forward to Riley bringing that training to us, and it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. A lot of good stuff coming up, definitely, for sure.
Miles out, but hey, to me, that's a pretty neat thing. It's never
never know who's out there and what kind of connections you're going to make.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It doesn't hurt to throw your call sign out there and, see who's out there. Did a little bit of listening to repeater down in Kentucky. They had some pretty bad storms down there a couple days ago. And Leo's mom was trying to listen to their national weather service, and their national weather service was offline. I don't know if their repeater was struck by the earlier tornadoes or they were just down, but she wasn't able to get anything as far as NWS, so went and listened to one of their Skywarn repeaters, and it was quiet, so I'm like, well, I don't think there's much going on as far as weather. Looked at the radar, and I'm like, I think you're in the clear.
Yeah, they really got slammed down there, some of those places. But, wow, it's a really bad storm that came across in, say, St. Louis, Southern Illinois, Kentucky there the other day. I heard something about, and I don't know if it was down there, but they said it in advance that NWS weather radio was down. Sure, I didn't look back to my notes or Facebook, but I saw something when they were urging people to try to listen to Jason's locations to get weather updates.
Yeah, I was telling her that. I was like, you listen to something close by, but it just wasn't a lot up and running that hadn't been affected by a tornado or something that kept it down. So I was like, well, I'll go to the next best thing here, and we'll pull out a ham channel and see if we can get something going there, or see if there's something that's going on there. But they were pretty quiet. Katie, lightning.
Any WCB. Yeah, that is kind of strange there. Especially, they took down a tower. I know some of these NWS weather radios, they're run by phone lines, if I'm not mistaken. I took them out too, who knows. But if I'm not mistaken, they use a lot of wind lanes down there too. But again, it's kind of strange that, they wouldn't put it out of a, Skywarn by voice.
I don't know. They have a lot of, they have 800 megahertz up in Mackinac. They ran some of their net on 800 megahertz and ran some of it on GMRS up there and some of it on ham. So it's like, I guess really anything is possible, and whatever works, works well. And if it works well for you, don't fix it. Don't change it.
Well, that's it. As long as it works well, it's reliable communications. If you're listening three like that, if you got one person listening to it or three, how are they divided up? That's power to them. Kind of hard to, say with inoperability, but CMRS involved, ham radio, other post communication. Run with it.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, there's a county out west that the 800 megahertz system went down, and then to go back on phones, and you got to go with what you can roll with. And it brought up a good question there in our meeting. Hey, what happens if this goes down and we can't use this, or we can't use another repeater? What do we go to? And built in our Slack, or not our Slack, our app that we use is a Nextel type system that we could go to. So we have a fail-safe in that just in case we lose comms or, 800 megahertz or whatever, we can go to something like this and use this as well.
Yeah, there you go. And that's, again, that's where your base plan, comes into play, what's available, what's your backup mode up to the case. Again, if that's not a reliable means, it relies on computer net or satellite, phone or however, what's the backup plan there? So, that's good. It's good to think in that way. What direction to go in?
Others learn from what's happening around in other areas and brings up good questions and good good responses and it says if this happens, this potentially could happen to us. If it happens to them, it potentially could happen to us, and what do we do? And so it's good stuff. It's good to learn and good learning experience.
And there again, it's good to exercise the plan and hey, if it works, if it not, those types of things. And also reviewing the plan as well. You can always update, change, if necessary, if this works or this has become available, or let's try this, but at least everybody's there, get everybody on the same page with it. And, with it, everybody knows what to do if that happens, or whatever.
Yes, indeed. Well, then I'm home, so I'm gonna run in here real quick and kind of gather some stuff, and then head back out towards the meeting. But I appreciate you coming along, and we'll take some good notes here, and we'll have to update you on the happenings and the good stuff there. So
sounds like a plan. That's appreciated very much. I hope the meeting goes well. Hope there's good participation and good news tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and have your own safety there. Drive safe going back out. Tell everyone hello for us, and have a good evening there. Touch base again tomorrow. Wishing you 70 degrees and maybe you and the family. Any WPD will be clear.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. Enjoy your evening. And 73s and 88s to you and Mom. This is K8YNU, and I'm clear of the channel. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm listening.
This is KFA-PMZ monitoring.
I didn't catch the call there. WAYRC, how you doing?
Hey, it was that Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Zulu. I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. Over here in Lapeer.
just sitting here goofing off on HF. I don't know. I was going to go on POTA, but I decided to just do a little FT8, but bored to death, so I was going to find something to do.
It sounds good. Yeah, I'm just actually hanging out on HT with everything growing in. I was just seeing how it was coming in from my HT, if it was getting affected by all the green stuff that's growing out there.
No, you're sounding good. No problem. I couldn't tell you're on HT, so yeah, you're doing good.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. Thank you so much.
No problem. Just, you'll call anytime. Hopefully I'll answer. It's real rough to pick up the mic, you know. Some people, they hear people out there that just, not like it used to be. It seemed like everybody was on here, but anymore, it takes a whole lot of repeaters, and next thing you know, nobody's on. 7-3, have an awesome day. W-8-Y-R-C.
Hey, you as well. This is KFA, DMZ, clear.
KSA EDQ monitoring.